Imagine Drew Brees with shoulder-length hair, mustache, and full beard, bussing tables at Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Yes, our Saints quarterback went incognito on this Wednesday's ninth season premiere of Undercover Boss. He took on a very different identity. Well, let me share with you about a much older television game show, To Tell the Truth. I watched it first back in the late 1950s. Four celebrity panelists quiz three contestants about their identity, usually an unusual occupation or experience. All three contestants claim to be the same character. The two imposters or phonies may lie. However, the central character must tell the truth. The best part of the program is when the host booms out, "Will the real Mr. or Mrs. so-and-so please stand up?" And then we find out who the actual inventor or skydiver or race car driver is. What is surprising to me is that some people were better at being somebody else than they were at being their own real selves. Well, perhaps it shouldn't come as a surprise. It seems easier for some of us to put up a false front than to be authentically who we are. Yet when we discover who we are at our deepest core and are able to be that person fully, we are liberated and God is well pleased. Well, Jesus had his revelatory moment of identity when his father boomed out, "Will the real beloved Son of God please stand up?" Jesus had come that day to the River Jordan to identify with all of humanity. Jesus is mixing with sinners, those truly in need of baptism. Just as in the birth of Jesus, God immersed himself in humanity, so in the baptism of Jesus, God again waded into the pool of humanity. The scandal of Christianity is God's limitless solidarity with us in every circumstance, in hope and love, in weakness and sin, disgrace and desperation. Well, then this audible voice confirms Jesus with that wonderful word of blessing and affirmation. "You are my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." What a powerful sign of applause of heaven for Jesus. I mean, what son or daughter does not hunger for such a blessing from their father, mother? A blessing not for accomplishment or achievement, but a blessing merely for the essence of the child's existence. For Jesus, he had not yet preached in a synagogue, performed a miracle, or told a parable, and yet God was already affirming him. True blessing is the gift of grace and joy that energizes a child to accomplish his or her true mission in life. The blessing is not the reward or payment for that service after the fact. The voice of God is again echoed in the prophecy of Isaiah. God lays out the agenda for Jesus, who identifies with the suffering servant. This prophecy is embedded in Jesus' personal mission statement: to establish justice, to open the eyes of the blind, and to bring out prisoners from confinement, while not crying out, not shouting in the street, or making his voice heard. We might want to ask ourselves, who models for us this sort of quiet, non-violent justice? The business world knows the value of a mission statement. Microsoft: our mission is to empower every person in every organization on the planet to achieve more. Starbucks: we're going to have one on the corner soon. To promise and nurture the human spirit, one person, one cup, one neighborhood at a time. And what about our parish mission statement? It's printed on the front of the bulletin. Do you have it memorized? I'm not sure I do. So what about you? What's your why? What's your mission in life exactly? What is it that drives you to get up in the morning? What legacy do you want to leave in the world? These are the key questions we should be asking. Our personal mission statement sharpens our focus and guides our decision making, acting like a compass for our life. When Jesus arose from the waters of the Jordan, he knew deep down his identity and his mission. We each need help to discover and assume our true identity. As baptized members of his body, our identity is shaped or informed by Jesus' words and actions, summed up best in the law of loving God and neighbor. The word identity comes from a word meaning identical. Our baptism calls us to be identical to Jesus in our manner of living, our treatment of others, our faithfulness to God's commands. Pope Francis encourages us with these words: being Christian is not just obeying orders, but means being in Christ, thinking like him, acting like him, loving like him. It means letting him take possession of our life and change it, transform it, and free it from the darkness of evil and sin. So what in our lives needs to change or be adjusted so that we can continue to grow in our identity as beloved sons and daughters of God? And how do you celebrate your own baptism? Well, as your moderator and host at this To Tell the Truth Eucharist, will the real you please stand up?